life for many years there when he went astray, led astray, and so forth, and didn't have that fellowship with God. But then we certainly see Ecclesiastes, I believe, which is there in the time of his repentance and turning to God in the latter part, the latter third part, maybe we can describe it that way, of his life. And him coming back and returning and coming to himself. But our Lord, so much greater than Solomon. in chapter 16, verse 29, his disciples said unto him, "Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God." They're referring to the things that Jesus has been telling them during this time that we've just mentioned. And notice, if you notice back in verse 22 of 16, when Jesus said, "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh it from you." Jesus is having them to come to the point to know that for a little while, in a little season, their joy is going to cease, and it shall have tribulation. Now we believe his word, and if they would believe what he had told them concerning his death and his rising again, they would be in the shape and in the situation that they got in of doubting and unbelief and being so troubled over it. Because therefore being justified by faith, where is our justification tree has got to be good.